This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Hey, I'm a bit excited about this. I'm not sure that technology is going to work for us, but we do have somebody hooked in from Vietnam, and his name is Bob. Bob, are you there? Can you hear us?
I can, yes.
And we can hear you. It works. And Bob's got clearance from the embassy to tell us why he's there.
So, Bob, what are you doing?
I do. Now, just before we start, hi, Bronny. Hi, Tass.
Yeah.
G'day, Bob. G'day, Bob.
Now, Bronny, I'm guessing that because we're on air, this is not the time for our usual sort of daily dirty talk?
No. No, Bob, it isn't. So, this is a very civilised... Okay, I'm taking my jacket off. I'm starting to get a bit warm.
Put it back on. So before we proceed, I'm just going to let everybody know...
I'll try to contain myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to let everybody know that Bob happens to be married to Bron.
Yes, yes. But there is a legitimate reason for us talking to Bob over there, and that's the event he attended last night. But maybe, Bob, you could tell our listeners why you're in Hanoi and what are you actually doing over there?
Yeah, in fact, I was just listening to Melinda in the previous interview, and I was very interested in the conversation and about the new business model that they're looking at for Joy and setting it up as even more sustainable social enterprise. And that's pretty much what I'm doing over here. I'm volunteering with the Australian government. I'm part of the Australian government's aid program here in Hanoi, and I'm working with an NGO that has a mission to assist vulnerable youth through a number of training programs over the next 18 months. A long time, Bronny. I'm going to be here working with their management team to do the same thing, to achieve a degree of sustainability through various strategies and projects. So that's my work here, and it's looking very... I've been here for a month now.
What a great project, Bob.
Yeah, very exciting.
Bob,
yeah.
Are you working with any LGBT organisations while you're over there?
Not directly, no. But there are two volunteers here in Vietnam at the moment that are working with those communities. One working with directly with an LGBTI group here in Hanoi, and another working with the Women's Museum. So, you know, we're putting our aid money into getting the message out about raising awareness and the rights of the LGBTI community here in Vietnam.
Yeah. That's great. So Bob, I believe that you attended a interesting event. Was it last night?
Last night, yes.
So what Hanoi's, was the event?
Hanoi's first ever Mardi Gras celebration. Fantastic.
So who organised it?
Well, believe it or not, it was organised, well, hosted and supported by the Australian government and also by the Australian Human Rights Commission. I spoke with both the ambassador last night, Craig Chitnick, and also a very impressive woman, Laura Sweeney. You guys may know her. She's a specialist LGBTI advisor with the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Oh, fantastic. We should get her on sometime, Tess.
We certainly should.
You should. I've got the details. I'm sure your listeners would be really interested.
We definitely would be interested.
But you posted some pictures up, Bob. Mum, it wasn't just tea and biscuits at the embassy, was it? It was an amazing multicoloured light and sound show. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was out on the lawn next to the embassy, so it was an outdoor show. It was actually very windy last night too, which added to the excitement of some of the costumes that were going up there in the wind. But the music and the lighting and the costumes were just absolutely fantastic. They had six main performers in costume there, and
what, the draggy, at the end of the night, draggy kind of costume.
The winner of it at the end of the night actually gets a trip to Sydney's Mardi Gras.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which, as we all know, has been a fantastic event.
So these were local people that put on performances that were, sympathetic and supportive of the kind of whole theme of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and they were fantastic. You know, the work they put into the costumes, the work they put into the choreography and the music was just fantastic.
But, we think of Vietnam, we think of a communist country, we think of a fairly conservative community. Was it surprising to you that this community was so overt in this expression of Mardi Gras?
It certainly was, and I think many people in Australia wouldn't realise that Vietnam is actually one of the most tolerant countries in the Asia region regarding the LGBTI community. I was talking to a few people last night, and they said, you know, really Vietnam's up there with Thailand in terms of tolerance. Look, they still have a long way to go to end prejudice and achieve equality and all of that, but as we do in Australia. But this event, certainly helping them on that journey. Yeah.
So what about some of their legislative frameworks, Bob? Can you talk to us a bit about that and what you might know about that?
Look, I don't know a lot about it, but it's fast changing. They are integrating. In fact, there is one of the volunteer workers over here, in fact, doing just that at the moment, try to integrate, some tolerant policies into their legislative framework, into various parts of the government over here. Yeah. Mm. So, they're working on it.
Well, good on the Australian government as well. I mean, we kind of get a bit demoralised, within this community about gay marriage issues, etc. But, in our name, the Australian embassy over there is doing... Hey, what was the food and drink like?
Let's get straight to the point.
I got there first and I thought I'd have a beer, and I thought at least if this event is being hosted by the Australian government, they could at least put the beer on ice rather than ice in the beer. But
no, that wasn't the case.
And was it Australian beer or was it local Hanoi beer?
No, it was local beer, but they did have Australian wine. So that was
Oh, so you broke the drought.
I did. I hadn't had a glass of wine since I got off a plane a month ago. But I've had a few beers, but I had a couple of glasses of wine last night.
So, Bob, tell us a bit more about the event and why were they staging this event and what are they trying to achieve?
As I said, this is the first Mardi Gras they've had. In the community here in Vietnam has had Vietnamese Pride Festival since, I think, 2012, celebrating the country's gay community.
And are they supported by the government, Bob?
No.
Tolerated by
the government, but not certainly not. No, there's no financial support that's given to them, but they have been supported. And this event is but part of a 3-day festival in Vietnam, being organised by the LGBTI community here. And look, it was badged the Mardi Gras, in recognition of what's happened in Sydney and because of the prize that was given out at the end of the night too. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
There you go. So, Bob, how long are you in Vietnam for?
I'm here for 18 months, Tess.
Jeez.
It's a long time. But there'll be conjugal visits.
I hope so.
Lots of trips backwards and forwards.
Hope so. So you're enjoying us? You're enjoying a different pace, a different climate?
Different pace, different climate. I might take to the roads next week. I'm looking at buying an electric bike this afternoon.
Well, be careful.
I'm a little bit dubious because the last time I came back in Vietnam was about 4 years ago, and I reckon the volume of cars has gone up at least 3 or 4 times since then. So it's fast approaching Bangkok as a pretty hectic place on the road.
Mm. But you know, obviously there's a lot of diversity in the tasks that some of our Australian volunteers are doing over there. I know one of your colleagues is out supporting endangered species, and, you know, people are doing all sorts of things, aren't they?
Yes, yes. And if people want to Google it, a critter called the pangolin is... it's sort of like a little armadillo type of creature. It is the most endangered species in the world at the moment.
There you go.
And, oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
And Bob, if any of our listeners want to learn more about the program that you're on, how can they find out about that?
Well, I'll give it a plug. I'm part of the Australian Volunteers for International Development. That's AVID, A-V-I-D. And this is an Australian government initiative that is through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And I would encourage anyone who is looking to volunteer to have a look at their website, have a look at some of the activities that are happening. I was part of about 112 volunteers. 12 of us came here to Vietnam, and the rest are spread in the Pacific and through Asia, in Nepal, in Bhutan, in the Philippines, Vanuatu, Fiji. I just encourage people to get on that site and have a look if they're looking at either a changing career or something to do in retirement, like me.
Fabulous. Fantastic. Bob, thank you very much for your time. So if our listeners
want
to
talk
actually...
to you, Mr. Wake.
If you want to learn more about that, look up the Australian Volunteers International Development.
And we'll try and get some, and we're going to try and get some pickies up. Bob sent some pickies through in a bit of a video, so we're going to try and get that up on our Facebook site or the Joy website.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.